This is the Rat Race, your morning rat race from 95.9 The Rat, and time for today's No Sweat News.
Oh, yes.
We're giving away Billy Idol, Bryan Adams tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. That's the big show hitting the PNC Bank Arts Center later this summer.
All right, Billy Idol.
Make sure you are tuned in.
I'm in.
We're taking this in order of dumb, dumber, dumbest.
Okay.
Dumb, dumber, dumbest. Let's see if you agree with my hierarchy.
So kind of like Carl, Dave, and Gox.
Something like that.
Dumb, dumber, dumbest.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, come on. You're at the top of the totem pole.
Thank you. There is a petition online to change the date of Halloween.
Okay, what? Yes. Wait a second. Yep. We're not going to mess with Halloween.
Yeah, there's a petition online to change the date of Halloween to move it away from October 31st so that it now will be the last Saturday in October.
No.
Yeah?
No.
So far, the petition at change.org has just over 100,000 signatures.
I mean, why? I get it, because of the trick-or-treating, you want to... Come on.
Yeah.
Silly.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. It's dumb. Pointing out about Rat Fest on Wednesday, it's Halloween, like on a Tuesday, is fun. It breaks up the monotony of school.
Surely, I get you. Dumb, right?
That's dumb.
Dumb.
That's dumb.
Okay, dumber. Here we are. According to a recent survey, 28% of delivery drivers have eaten their customers' food.
I can't blame them, but I am in the dumber category. But, I mean, I'm driving around. I'm in a truck. I'm bored. It's hot out. I just smell this delicious food next to me. What am I going
to
do?
This happens to be some French fries there, and I haven't eaten since breakfast.
I used to be a flower delivery guy, and sometimes I would chew on the roses, and I got really hungry.
Did you smell those flowers? Did you stop and smell? Good for you. 28% of delivery drivers have eaten their customers.
That is high.
That's a lot.
That's too much.
Something tells me a bunch of them didn't cop to it.
No, of course not.
Dumber, right?
That is dumber.
You ready for dumbest?
Yes.
Dateline Belgium. Two drug dealers had to call the police when they got stuck in a shipping container that they were smuggling their dope in. Why? Oh, just turned out to be it was the hottest day on record in Antwerp, Belgium.
Oh, my God. And they were stuck?
Yep.
In a container.
This is last Wednesday. Happened to be the hottest day on record in Belgium ever.
Wow.
They were smuggling cocaine into Antwerp, and they were inside a metal shipping container.
Right.
And it got so damn hot. I mean, you can only imagine if it was 104 outside, inside the shipping container.
Oh, my God. Unbearable.
Right. It took cops 2 hours to find which shipping container these fellas were in after the call came in.
They are lucky.
Lucky to be alive.
The police did a good job there saving these two nitwits' lives.
Dumbest.
That's definitely the dumbest.
We'll see how we do tomorrow. We'll see how you do on the No Sweat News quiz so you can go see Billy Idol and Bryan Adams at the PNC Bank Arts Center, courtesy of The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.